It's time for Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. And, of course, you can find her stories in the paper. Home delivery at newsstands or at rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you today?
Good. We made it through another nice weekend.
We did. It was a busy one. We had the Mutt Show up in Cornwall for Little Guild on Saturday, and then we had the West 40th anniversary celebration at the Grove yesterday. So it was a busy, busy time, but a beautiful weekend.
And in between those two things, you had the Sharon Daycare Center, of course, classic road race, and also up in North Canaan, they had their road race on Sunday put on by the brewing company there.
Mm. So lots to do as we start getting a little chilly out here. Get it all in now. A couple of things at the high school, as you may have seen, Carl Gross, the special education director, is leaving. He's being at least replaced for the interim by Martha Schweikert, who's been his assistant. She's the special ed supervisor. And then we had a story about a teacher who's leaving and Principal Ian Strever making a plea when that announcement was made, saying we need affordable housing for young teachers. And, you know, that still comes home to roost with everything else that's going on with affordable housing in the area. This is an example of someone, you know, who couldn't find a place and moved closer to where the jobs were.
And you know, I can my daughter Karen started teaching in Connecticut, special ed teacher, and she ended up moving to Virginia Beach. She was paid about 25% less, okay, for a salary, but the housing costs were close for her to 50 to 60% less.
Yeah. Well, that tells you.
And she loves it down there, and she's you know, it's just one of those things that people don't understand here. It's not only in Region 1; it's all over the state and across the line in New York and in Massachusetts.
Right.
You don't provide affordable housing where teachers can drive maybe 10, 15 minutes to work instead of driving 40, 45 minutes. You're just not going to get many qualified candidates, and that's what's happening in the healthcare industry.
Exactly. So, you know, those who rail against affordable housing, you know, should be thinking about these things. And there are some, and again, as we said over and over again, if the volunteers aren't here to mow lawns and be on the emergency personnel because of no housing, we're really going to be in trouble. We had some stories out of Kent this week. There's a 13-lot subdivision proposed for the northern gateway of the town, and public hearing brought out a lot of opposition. The hearing is going to be continued in October. We also had a proposal from New Vance to use the senior part of the senior center for a telemedicine place, and there are some concerns there as well, and you know, taking the senior center for another purpose. So that too will be following that story as well. There's the Cogswell Bridge in Cornwall continues to be of concern. This little bridge that was redone was put in with a new galvanized wiring and railings, and the folks in the area, as well as those around the town, are not happy with it. So the talks continue as to how to alleviate some of that look. Again, that will be a continuing talk. Looking ahead, Marsha, we have the Sharon Board of Selectmen on Tuesday, I believe. The governor is going to be speaking to the Democratic Coalition via Zoom tonight. The hospital is holding a presentation on Wednesday, and people are, somebody came up to me and said, what's going on there? There's, you know, talk of some transformation, so we don't know what that will bring. And next Saturday, we have two walks for women here in Kent and at in Salisbury as a result of the legislation that's going on about women's reproductive systems. So lots going on.
Now, is Kent going to do their Halloween thing like they normally do, or is that going to be a put-off again this year?
I don't know. Our park and rec director has left. We have an interim, so I'm not sure where we stand with that.
Because Pittsfield canceled theirs.
But
the one in Kent had grown into something to be so big before the pandemic.
Yeah, with the dancers and the... yeah. I would imagine it would be on a lesser scale, but it's a Sunday night, and that's a pretty good night for romping. So we'll have to find out about that. I don't know.
All right,
and put your costume on, Marshall, and do your thing.
I don't need a costume. Game supply.
Busy times, and
a reminder: there's going to be vaccinations available at the high school this Friday.
Yes, and they're starting to give booster shots at some of the High Watch down here and a few other places.
You just have to look at your card, and as long as you're 6 months past your last booster,
and you have to have had Pfizer at this point.
Pfizer, that's right. And I still got about a week or two to go before I can get my booster shot.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's recommended for anybody over 65, and anybody that also has any compromised conditions. So
right. So you got yours down here too, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah. And I'll probably follow up and do it the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Ruth. I want you to have a good week.
And I want you to. The same, and we will talk again.
All right, take care, Ruth.
Thanks, Marshall.
Ruth Epstein, the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, you can find Ruth at rep-am.com.